This is Pat Bodie, host of 900 Views, and I'm here with image maker and image taker Brittany Brooke Crow, who's also been involved in Art Week. And this is a preview of an upcoming interview with Brittany Brooke. Now, she just recently informed me that she has added a new line or two to her artist statement. Brittany Brooke, can you share that?
Yeah, sure. I recently added the following. My work uses a combination of performance and photography to explore ideas of intimacy, vulnerability, distance, and disruption. While the final form of my work is often photographic, I explore performative action through the image-making process.
Now, next week, we're going to talk in a little bit more detail about what she has planned for Art Week. But in the meantime, let's find out a little bit about these times because, interestingly enough, distance and disruption is probably, those are probably two words that people feel really do go together now more like than they ever have before. How are you navigating these COVID-19 times?
I am currently navigating by, to the best of my ability, throwing myself into making my art. And I know that's not necessarily possible for everyone at this moment, but I'm very lucky in that I do have a studio space that I can go and create safely at this time. And I find that building my arts practice has, in some ways, provided an outlet for exploring these ideas that are on the top of all of our minds right now.
Is that why this line got added about vulnerability, distance, disruption?
Coincidentally not, but it seems like it could have been. No, I was reviewing a lot of my former work in the process of writing a grant proposal, as well as preparing for my digital residency with Art Beacon Des Moines. And in reviewing my work, I realized that these are ideas that go back all the way to my undergrad years, and I keep going back to these ideas. So it felt really important for me to write them down.
Now, you mentioned the phrase performative action. Can you even do much with performative action via Zoom or in these times? How is that working out?
It's very difficult. When I define performative action, I feel like that could take the form of even a lot of the things that I'm doing right now in my self-portraits. So posing with this mirror and moving in a way while my camera is photographing me. I see that as performative action. I see reaching out to other people as performative action. So I feel like in these times right now, taking that phrase performative action and trying to expand it or push it and see how it could fit is something that's really compelling.
It's compelling to me, and I think folks listening to 900 Views will find the interview with Brittany Brooke Crow compelling. So tune in for that. And meanwhile, quick reminders, June 22nd at 6 p.m., there will be Performative Gestures, a conversation between Brittany Brooke Crow and Michelle Marie. And June 24th at 6 p.m., Virtual Life Drawing, presented by Arcadian Tattoo, will also feature Brittany Brooke Crow as the model. So join us for that upcoming interview. I'm Pat Bodie, host of 900 Views. Thanks for listening.